Hare Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada told the devotees, when they give class, they should prepare nicely. But at the same time, Prabhupada said, all of the devotees should be able to speak at any time. So I felt when I was asked this morning whether I should can give the class, I thought about that instruction about Srila Prabhupada and said yes. So yesterday, Kartik Chandra Prabhu finished the last verse of the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And those who heard his class, I think, must have found it very, very enlightening and very beautiful. So today we are going to start off with the Madhya Leela. So Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is broken up, is made up of three parts: Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, and Antya Leela. The early pastimes of the Lord, the middle pastimes of the Lord, and the later pastimes of the Lord. So now we are going to start the Madhya Leela. So reading from chapter 1. The chapter is entitled The Later Pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So on the verse today, on the board today, we have text number 33. Okay. So the chapter is entitled The Later Pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada gives a brief introduction. In this chapter, there is a summary description of all the pastimes performed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the middle period of his activities, as well as the 6 years at the end of his activities. So Madhya Leela is the pastimes of the Lord, the middle period of his activities, and then a description of the last 6 years of his activities. There is also a description of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy that occurred when he recited the verse beginning Ya Kumara Araha, as well as a description of how that ecstasy was explained in the verse beginning Priyasoyam Krishnaha by Srila Rupa Goswami. Because he wrote that verse, Srila Rupa Goswami was specifically blessed by the Lord. There is also a description of the many books written by Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, and Srila Jiva Goswami. There is also a description of the meeting between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, and Srila Sanatan Goswami in the village known as Ramakeli. So, all right, let's do the first verse since it's written there. Okay. Translation. By Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Even a person with no knowledge can immediately acquire all knowledge simply by the benediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I am praying to the Lord for his causeless mercy upon me. So we'll carry on reading. So this verse is spoken by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And he's praying to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bestow his mercy upon him so that he can write sufficiently. Once Srila Prabhupada asked the devotees, what is the most important verse in the whole Shastra? So the devotees were thinking, how to answer. So one devotee said, Sarva Dharma Parichaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja, quoting the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, abandon all varieties of religion and surrender unto me. Another devotee said, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam Eva Kevalam. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way but the chanting of the holy names, the chanting of the holy names, the chanting of the holy names. So different devotees were giving different answers to this question: what is the most important verse in the whole Shastra? Now, I mentioned the story before, so let's see who can remember. What was Srila Prabhupada's answer? Carry on, Roy? No. Prabhu was saying, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarodapi Suhishnana. No? Yes. I don't know if I can remember the verse also offhand. Yasya deve para bhakti, yata deve tata guru, tasya iti prakashante na mahatma. Can anyone remember that verse? I can't remember the whole thing. But basically the verse says, only onto those great souls who have implicit faith in the spiritual master and the Lord are all the imports of the Vedic knowledge imparted. I'll just quickly see if I can remember the whole verse. It's quite an important verse. It's from the Sveshvatara Upanishad. And yeah, it's important. Yes, the verse is Yasya deve para bhakti, yata deve tata guru, tasyaiti iti katita I artha prakashante mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. So the science of Krishna consciousness is bhakti or knowledge can never be attained. It can only be received. We can't attain anything. We can only receive it. So in one sense, the entire goal of our Krishna consciousness is to make ourselves the perfect recipients of mercy. That is the goal. Not to achieve or attain, but to become the perfect recipient of that mercy. Because only when we become that perfect recipient, then only is everything revealed. That is what Srila Prabhupada thought. And that same point is being revealed by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in this verse. He's saying, even if you have no knowledge, you can acquire all knowledge simply by the benediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore he's praying for that causeless mercy upon himself. And that's what Prabhupada taught his disciples. He taught the devotees to study the books, but at the same time, to always understand. Because the Vedic knowledge is such, you can read the words, but the meaning, like just for example, like in Sanskrit, each word can have different meanings. Like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva, he uses words, Sanskrit words that were never used in any other literature before. So someone may ask the question, in Srimad Bhagavatam, normally in Sanskrit, if you want to find the meaning, you go to a dictionary called like the William Monier Dictionary, and you look up the word and you can find the meaning. So if there's a word was never used before, how will you know the meaning? Can anyone answer? Yes. By the commentaries of the Acharyas. Therefore, some of the words in Srimad Bhagavatam, you can find them in the William Monier Dictionary. And how did he get the meaning? He went to the commentaries of the great Acharyas. And they revealed it. They revealed it. So this is the science of understanding spiritual knowledge. It's revealed by the mercy of the Guru and the Acharyas. So I'll carry on reading the verses and stop at 33, which is the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Text number 2. I won't read the Sanskrit or the Bengali because it'll take much time. Text number 2. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. This is a very famous verse where Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they are compared to be like the sun and the moon. And what is the specific qualities of the sun and the moon? They dissipate darkness. Darkness cannot exist whereas the sun and the moon is present. So in the same way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, when they appeared on the horizon of Gaudadesh, immediately all the darkness of Kali Yuga dissipated. Text number 3. Glory to the all-merciful Radha and Madan Mohan. I am lame and ill-advised, yet they are my directors and their lotus feet are everything to me. In a temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath a desire tree, Sri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto them. Text number 5. May Gopinathaji, who attracts all the gopis with the songs of his flute and who has begun the most melodious rasa dance on the bank of the Yamuna in Vamshivata, be merciful upon us. All glories unto Sri Gaurahari, who is an ocean of mercy. All glories unto you, the son of Sachi Devi, for you are the only friend of all fallen souls. All glories unto Lord Nityananda and Advaita Prabhu, and all glories unto all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, headed by Srivas Thakur. I have previously described in synopsis the Adi Lila, initial pastimes, which have already been fully described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So I have therefore given only a synopsis of those incidents, and whatever specifics were to be related have already been given in that synopsis. So there are two famous biographies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One is Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And Vrindavan Das Thakur is accepted to be an incarnation of Srila Vyasadev. And the second is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, written by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. In his introduction to the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada spends most of the introduction describing the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Prabhupada says in that introduction that Chaitanya Bhagavat is more about Leela. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is Leela and the philosophy. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is saying he's not going to repeat what Vrindavan Das Thakur. So this is the great quality of these Vaishnava acharyas and writers. They are not there for some self-aggrandizement, for becoming famous. So they don't try or repeat or try to improve on what has been written by others. Jai Shri Shirada Gokulananda ki jai. Jai Sisi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Sisi Gornitai ki jai. Text number 10. To describe the unlimited pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not possible. But I now wish to relate the chief incidents and give a synopsis of those pastimes occurring at the end. Text 11 to 12. I shall describe only in synopsis that portion which Vrindavan Das Thakur has described very elaborately in his book Chaitanya Mangal. Whatever incidents are outstanding, however, I shall later elaborate. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is referring to the book written by Vrindavan Das Thakur as Chaitanya Mangal. So, originally his book was called Chaitanya Mangal, but later on Lochan Das Thakur also wrote a book called Chaitanya Mangal. So he changed the title. He changed the title to Chaitanya Bhagavat. That's described by Srila Prabhupada later on. Text 13. Actually, the authorized compiler of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srila Vrindavan Das, the incarnation of Vyasadeva. Only upon his order am I trying to chew the remnants of food that he has left. So that's so nice, he's saying. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that the official biography of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is written by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. But he was given an order by Vrindavan Das Thakur to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he's saying, I'm simply trying to chew the remnants of food that he has left. Remnants means most of the juice, the flavor is taken out. Some little is left. So he's humbly saying, whatever is left of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I will elaborate on. Text number 14. Placing his lotus feet upon my head in great devotion, I shall now describe the summary of the Lord's final pastimes. Text number 15. After 24 years, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at home. For 24 years, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at home. And whatever pastimes he performed during that time are called the Adilila. Text 16. At the end of his 24th year, in the month of Magha, during the fortnight of the waxing moon, the Lord accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas. So only 24 years Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, and he took sannyas. Text 17. After accepting sannyas, Lord Chaitanya remained within the material world for another 24 years. So a total how many years was the Lord on this planet? 48. Good mathematicians. Within this period, whatever pastimes he enacted are called the Sheshalila, or pastimes occurring at the end. Text 18. The final pastimes of the Lord occurring in his last 24 years are called Madhya, middle, and Antya, final. All the devotees of the Lord refer to his pastimes according to these divisions. Text 19. For 6 years of the last 24, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled all over India, from Jagannath Puri to Bengal, and from Cape Comorin to Vrindavan. Text 20. All the pastimes performed by the Lord in those places are known as the Madhya Leela, and whatever pastimes are performed after that are called the Antya Leela. Text 21. The pastimes of the Lord are therefore divided into three periods, the Adilila, Madhya Lila, and Antya Lila. Now I shall very elaborately describe the Madhya Lila. Text 22. For 18 continuous years, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at Jagannath Puri, and through his personal behavior instructed all living entities in the mode of devotional service. Text number 24. Of these 18 years at Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent 6 years with his many devotees. By chanting and dancing, he introduced the loving service of the Lord. Text 24. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda Prabhu from Jagannath Puri to Bengal, which is known as Godadesh, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu overflooded that country with the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Text 25. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is by nature very much inspired in rendering transcendental loving service to Lord Krishna. Now being ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he distributed this loving service anywhere and everywhere. Text 26. I offer my innumerable obeisances unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is so kind that he spread the service. I offer my innumerable obeisances unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is so kind that he spread the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. Now, this is quite interesting. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying he spread all over the world. But we know from the previous verse, Lord Nityananda, he spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya in Bengal. So you can draw your conclusions. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Juhu, and one of his disciples left the association of the devotees and went to the beach, and he joined some people there and he started to smoke ganja. So the news reached Srila Prabhupada that one of his disciples was smoking ganja. So Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, you go and tell him. If he does not stop smoking ganja, I'm going to reject him. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj went and spoke to this person and came back. And then he asked Srila Prabhupada, is it true that if he didn't stop, you would have rejected him? Then Prabhupada said, no. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, but Srila Prabhupada, surely there is some limit. Surely there is some limit beyond which you'll reject him. And Prabhupada just looked down and he said, there is no limit to the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So Prabhupada is that ambassador of Lord Nityananda. And when it said the Lord Nityananda spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world, it means that that mercy, that shakti of Lord Nityananda came to the entire world via Srila Prabhupada. Text 27. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to address Lord Nityananda Prabhu as his elder brother, whereas Nityananda Prabhu addressed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his Lord. This is the special characteristics of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is Lord Balaram. It is said that if you go and ask Lord Krishna, who is God? What will he say? I am God. But if you go and ask Lord Nityananda, or Lord Balaram, sorry, you go and ask Lord Balaram, who is God? He will say, Krishna is God. I am the servant. If anyone in this entire universe can make a claim to be God, it can be Lord Balaram. It is said Lord Balaram is identical to Lord Krishna in all respects The only difference is his color. So Lord Balaram, he considers himself to be the servant of Lord Krishna. And that's his mood. His entire mood is a servant. So Lord Nityananda, he is Lord Balaram, not different to Lord Balaram. So he comes in the mood of servant, being a servant of Lord Krishna. And everything is simply in the service of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Krishna is a manifestation of Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda. Actually, it is said that Lord Balaram, he was in the pastime of Lord Ramachandra. He came as the younger brother. And when he came as the younger brother, it made him very unhappy. It made him very unhappy. And is described later on in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when Lord Ramachandra wanted to go to the forest, Lakshman was trying to stop him. But because he was the elder brother, he went. And then when Lord Ramachandra was asking Sita Devi to go into the fire, Lakshmana said, "You can't do that. You can't do that." But Lord Ram says, "I'm the elder brother. It's going to happen." Then, when he asked that Sita be banished to the forest, Lakshmana was saying, "No, this is not right. You can't do this. You just can't do this. Because Sita Devi is pure." Lord Ramachandra said, "I am the elder brother. Do it." So Lakshman said, "No more. No more. From now onwards, I'm always coming as the elder brother." So in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, he came as Lord Balaram, elder. And in the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came as Nityananda Prabhu, the elder brother. Text 28. Although Lord Nityananda Prabhu is none other than Balaram himself, he nonetheless always thinks himself as the eternal servant of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You see, it's being confirmed here. Text 29. Nityananda Prabhu requested everyone to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chant his glories and utter his name. Nityananda Prabhu claimed that person to be his life and soul who rendered devotional service unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 30. In this way, Srila Nityananda Prabhu introduced the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everyone without discrimination. Even though the people were fallen souls and blasphemers, they were delivered by this process. You can see Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he made no discrimination. And that was perfectly exhibited in the pastime of delivering Jaga in Madai. Text 31. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent the two brothers, Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami, to Raja. By his order, they went to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Text 32. After going to Vrindavan, the brothers preached devotional service and discovered many places of pilgrimage. They specifically initiated the service of Madan Mohan and Govindaji. Text 33, which is the verse of the purport. Nana Shastra Anikaila Bhakti Granta Sara Muda Adhama Janera Teno Karila Nishtara. Translation. Both Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami brought various scriptures to Vrindavan and collected the essence of these by compiling many scriptures on devotional service. In this way, they delivered all rascals and fallen souls. Srila Srinivas Acharya has strung. Nana Shastra Vicharaneka Nipano Sadharma Samstapako Lokanam itakarino tribhuvane manyo sharanyakaro Radha Krishna padara vinda bhajana nandena mataliko Vande rupa sanatana rahugajo Sri Jiva Gopalako. The six Goswamis, under the direction of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami, studied various Vedic literatures and picked up the essence of them, the devotional service of the Lord. This means that all the Goswamis wrote many scriptures on devotional service and with the support of the Vedic literature. Devotional service is not a sentimental activity. The essence of Vedic knowledge is devotional service as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedascha Sarvai Aham Eva Vedya. All the Vedic literature aims at understanding Krishna, and how to understand Krishna through devotional service has been explained by Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami with evidence from all Vedic literatures. They have put it so nicely that even a rascal or first-class fool can be delivered by devotional service under the Goswamis, under the guidance of the Goswamis. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Malitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tamsajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turabhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vinanda Swami Nityanamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadeshatarini. So, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has previously explained that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propagated his teaching and his messages through Lord Nityananda. And now is introducing the two most prominent personalities that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to propagate his message. And that is Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. We are known as Rupa Nugas. Nuga means to follow. So Rupa Anuga means we are followers of Rupa Goswami. So in this verse, actually in the previous verse, it is explained that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent two brothers, Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami, to Vraja. By his order, they went to Vrindavan. And Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they basically wrote all of the bhakti scriptures. When I was repeating the invocation, or the Mangalacharanam prayer, sorry, the second prayer is, Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Sri Chaitanya Manobistam means one who has understood the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The history of the Lord meeting Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami is nicely explained. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they were born in Brahmin families. But in Bengal, but through they joined the government service of the Nawab Hussain Shah. And through the association of the Muslims, they lost their caste and their standing in society. Sanatan Goswami was made the Prime Minister of Bengal, and Rupa Goswami was made the Minister of Finance. And they were serving in the government. Actually, it was explained that the Nawab Hussain Shah, he couldn't find any competent people to manage in his government. So one day he asked the court pundits for some advice. And the pundit said, you will find only two qualified people in your entire kingdom. And he named, their names was Amara and Santosh. He named them. So the Nawab, when he heard about these two brothers, he said, go and find them and bring them here. So he found Amara and Santosh, and he took them to the kingdom. But, and they even got Muslims' names. What is it? Sakara Malik and Dabir Kash. Yeah, those were the two names they ever got. But they heard about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they decided that they wanted to join. But it's a long story, very nice and very interesting, beautiful pastimes of how Sanatan and Rupa Goswami joined the Lord. But essentially, Rupa Goswami heard, after he had left the service, the government service, he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in Jagannath Puri. So he wanted to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he sent two messengers to go and find Mahaprabhu. So they went to Jagannath Puri. And when they went to Jagannath Puri, they found out that Mahaprabhu had already left for Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu went through the forest of Madhya Pradesh, and then he went through Varanasi, then Benares, and then he went to Vrindavan. And Rupa, when he heard this, he walked along the path of the Ganges, also going to Vrindavan to meet. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ahead of him. So Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, and he was coming back. And when he was coming back, the two of them met for the very first time in Prayag. It's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that big crowds used to follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Rupa was with his brother Anupam. And when they saw the Lord and his chanting from a very far distance, they offered their obeisances. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately noticed them. Immediately noticed them. And he called them. And then they used to meet. And then at a place called Dashvamedha Ghat, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Rupa Goswami. And for 10 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami in the full science of Krishna consciousness. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami that this Krishna consciousness is like an ocean. It's like an ocean. But I'm going to take one drop and I'm going to give you that one drop. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he imparted all of the knowledge into the heart of Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami was completely empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, there's one pastime later on described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. During the Ratha Yatra festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was dancing and he was in ecstasy. And he started to repeat one verse. And nobody could understand what was this verse that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying and what was the meaning of that verse. But Srila Rupa Goswami knew. And he wrote this verse and the meaning of this verse in a palm leaf. And he took this leaf and he stuck it in the thatch. And then he went to take a bath. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to meet him one day. And immediately, Mahaprabhu saw this leaf. And he pulled that leaf out and he read what Rupa Goswami had written. And then he looked at his associate and he said, how could he know? No one else could ever know what was in my mind, but how could he know? Then Swarup Damodar Goswami and the other said, my Lord, he could only know because you have fully empowered him to know what's in your mind. So Srila Rupa Goswami, he had this full blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave Rupa and Sanatan four instructions. One is to uncover the lost holy places in Vrindavan. Two was to write literatures on the Bhakti Shastras. Three is to establish the deity worship. And four is to teach the principles of bhakti, the etiquette of bhakti. Those were the four instructions. And Rupa and Sanatan, they did that. They perfectly executed the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this previous verse, it is said, 32, they specifically initiated the service of Madan Mohan and Govindaji. So Rupa Goswami had written so many books. The most famous, which we are familiar with, are which two? Yes. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Upadeshamrita, which Prabhupada translated as Nectar of Devotion and Nectar of Instruction. But he wrote many other books, many other books, completely explaining the full science. And those who study the Nectar of Devotion, you can see how brilliantly it's written. How he's taken this ocean and he's broken it up into different, the eastern side, the western side, the southern side, and the northern side. And each shore he explains. And then he explains the 64 qualities of the qualities of bhakti. He explains the 64 qualities of Lord Krishna. And in each quality, how he explains, he takes verses. It is so brilliant. It's just unparalleled, this book, Nectar of Devotion. But in terms of deity worship, he's explained that once Rupa Goswami was sitting on the bank of the Yamuna and he was feeling very, very morose. He was thinking, okay, we have uncovered some of the holy places. He's written the Bhakti Shastras, but he's not established deity worship. And he was thinking to himself, I couldn't fulfill the order of Mahaprabhu. And as he was thinking like that, a young boy came And he said, actually, if you go to a certain place, you will see that every day a cow comes to that place. And the cow just drips milk, pours milk on this one place. And if you go and look there, you will find something that you're looking for. So Rupa Goswami went to this place. And he was looking and he couldn't find. He went to the location as it was being described. But then he saw this one cow come. And this one cow stopped at the place and just started pouring milk. Then he said, oh, he called all the villagers. He said, okay, we're going to excavate here. And when they excavated, what do they find? Govindaji. Govindaji. And he's a beautiful deity, Govindaji. Actually, the Acharya said, if you ever want to know how Krishna looks, you go see Govindaji. Then you'll know how Krishna looks. And this deity of Govindaji, Rupa Goswami established a very beautiful temple, Radha Govinda temple. But Aurangzeb came, and if you go to Vrindavan, you'll see the first three floors have been knocked off. So Govindaji was taken to Jaipur. And you go to Jaipur, you see Govindaji. It is one of my favorite temples. When you go there, your hairs will just stand on end. The bhakti, 5,000 people go to Mangal Arati every day. There's a nice app you can actually, every day you can get, I got on Facebook Live, every time it comes there, Govindaji's live darshan. You can get, every darshan you can get live now of Govindaji. And it is said, the bhakti, the devotion in this temple in Jaipur is just phenomenal. It is just, how many of you have been and seen Govindaji? You can, it's phenomenal, isn't it? It is said that Rupa Goswami's mood is reflected of Govindaji. Therefore, it's so special, this temple, Radha Govinda, we see this deity. And Madan Mohan was the deity of Sanatan Goswami. Also, he was moved. And on your way from Vrindavan to Jaipur, there's a place called Karoli. It's about maybe 1.5 hours detour. And when you go to Karoli, there you can see Madan Mohan. How many of you have been to Karoli? To see Madan Mohan? You haven't been? You should go there. It's a beautiful temple of Madan Mohan there. Original Madan Mohan, established by Sanatan Goswami. Very beautiful temple. So these two deities, Madan Mohan and Govindaji, they're very special in our Sampradaya. Very, very special because they are deities, personal deities of Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami. So, you know, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they wrote all of these beautiful scriptures. But unfortunately, all of these literatures, they were locked. They were locked away in the Sanskrit language, which has largely been inaccessible to the rest of the world. There is Prabhupada, you know, before he went to America, he lived at the Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan. So one of the pandits who lived at the temple, he recites one story. In the courtyard of the Radha Damodar temple, you find this beautiful samadhi of Rupa Goswami. It's a fantastic, beautiful samadhi of Rupa Goswami. So this pandit was saying that every night he would hear someone crying. He'd hear crying, crying, crying in the courtyard. So one day he decided to see who is this person crying. So he stood on the roof and he looked. And when he looked, there he saw a person was sweeping the courtyard around Rupa Goswami's samadhi, and he was crying. And when he looked at it carefully, he saw it was Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was crying and he's saying, please, please Rupa, please Sanathan, please give me your mercy. I am about to now go to the West. Please give me your mercy that I can disseminate your teachings to the Western world. And Prabhupada was crying and crying and crying. So Prabhupada, he came and he unlocked this beautiful, wonderful literatures that the Goswamis have given us, specifically Rupa. Rupa Goswami is known as the Rasa Acharya, the Acharyas of the Rasas. And he's explained all of these beautiful teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think I'm gone over my time. It's normally 1:45 we finish on Sunday, don't we? 1:45, Prabhu? Yeah. There's so much to say about Rupa Goswami. He's our Rasa Acharya. He's so merciful. So I'll stop here. Any questions or comments?